The Lost Magic, written and narrated by Katie Cross. Chapter 1. The crunch of splintering wood broke the air like a strike to my eardrums. A pained cry followed a second later. I winced, unable to help myself, as a nearby guardian recruit dropped to one knee. Ouch! My grandfather, Martin, sighed happily next to me. "There's nothing like blood and swords in the morning," he murmured. "I love working with the new recruits." My lips twitched with a hidden smile. "There shouldn't be blood," I drawled. "At least, not after our second class. Those are wooden swords." "Ah, but then it's no fun." He clapped a hand on my shoulder and turned his gaze to peer at the top of the wall. A group of broad-shouldered witches stood there, silhouetted by the rising sun. Cool air filled the lower bailey below them, where the new recruits trained at my command. "Enjoy such bloodshed on my behalf," Martin said. "I must check on the delegation from the Eastern Network. They are supposed to arrive at any moment."
"Good luck."
He slipped away. Two other guardian recruits attempted to parry in the lower bailey nearby. They caught my eye with their lazy stance.
"Straighten your hips," I called. "You're turned too far to the side. You need to face your opponent with your hips, not just your chest."
The recruit on the left, not all that much younger than my 21 years, looked down to his hips. The recruit on the right took his opportunity and slashed, slamming the edge of his wooden sword into the shoulder of the inattentive guardian. He howled. His sword clattered to the ground, and he dropped with it. I sighed. Recruits were so dramatic. Around me, other guardian recruits worked in 10 small circles where they parried, lunged, and attacked each other. The basic sword movements we'd practiced yesterday played out now, but with more bruises and less certainty. As sword trainer of new recruits, I assigned them small work groups to provide confidence before they had to perform in front of each other. So far, this ragtag group had failed even the most basic sword movements. 3 years had passed since the War of the Networks had ended. The bloodthirsty desperation that the Guardians from those days fought with had faded. The recruits that came through my classes now had already started to forget the havoc of war. Thankfully, peace had a way of calming fear. I grabbed the uninjured arm of the fallen guardian and hauled him to his feet. The boy had startling dark eyes and shaggy hair. How could someone only a few years younger than me look so young? "You'll recover this time because it's just a practice," I said firmly. "But you would have died the moment you gave up your sword in a battle. Pick it up, swallow the pain, try again." He dipped his head in a quick nod. "Yes, Miss Monroe." The sounds of sword practice continued. My naked feet were almost silent on the flagstones as I circled each pair and watched. A few showed promise. Most were already fatigued after a grueling day.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?